You're listening to Newfangled on 2SCR with Alessio, Billy and Ellen.
Hello.
From Loki. Loki?
Loki?
Loki.
Great way to start.
Loki from Wiles.
Local Gadigal indie pop band, Wiles. How are you, Ellen?
I'm pretty good. I'm feeling fine. Fun.
That's great. I love to hear it. I love to hear it. That last song you just heard was off of Wiles' latest EP. That track was Headspin and one of me and Billy's favorites, I'd say.
Oh, that's really cute to hear.
Thank you. It's like another reference. I'm going to do another reference. Like Coconut Mall in Mario Kart.
Oh, my God.
That's just like the microcog in it, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It gives me sort of shanty vibes as well.
Yeah, so. Totally.
I really like it. Were all these tracks sort of written in at the same point in time, or were they sort of very sporadic, like spontaneous, sort of brought them together?
Yeah, like absolutely not at the same point of time. That one, Headspin, is the first one I wrote, and that was right at the beginning of the project during COVID, actually.
Oh, wow.
And I had like nothing to do or no expectations of doing anything. Yeah. So I was like, just commandeered my share house attic and wrote that one up there with the little microcog, on the rug. And then the others there's a lot of songs in between, and then we, picked the ones that kind of still spoke to me.
Yeah.
But the other ones kind of happened in a cluster more recently, but that one still made it on.
Yeah, cool. I feel like having listened to the EP, it sort of flows. It's not like a sort of one song, one big song, but all of like the guitar tones, vocals, they all sort of are very similar, and it's a very easy sort of listening experience, I found.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I was almost like a little bit worried about the variation. I was like, should I have stuck to one sound more, or like picked more of the songs that sat in the same realm? But yeah, it's good to know that the changes are welcome.
Yeah, I thought just listening to Headspin, it's all about Headspin. I do like the other tracks.
That's so fun.
We're not fake fans.
It's all about Headspin here. But I thought like your vocals, it's often sort of just one take, and then you sort of have these harmonies that sort of come in and out.
Mm.
And so it really makes you, pay more attention to the sort of lyrical content when you have this sort of harmonies floating in and out. Was that something that, was that like an intentional decision or sort of something that you naturally comes about?
Yeah, I think with this one particularly, because it was hanging around for quite a while, the harmonies happened right at the end.
Yeah.
And which is kind of nice because I had like a bit of separation from the main melody.
Yeah.
So to come back in and be like, I'll chuck this one on.
Yeah,
and then maybe we'll chuck this one on. And maybe we'll do this.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Was there a favorite part of recording the EP for you? Or anything you did that was a bit weird or wacky that stood out in particular?
No. Not heaps weird and wacky. I mean, most of it was recorded at Russ's studio, studio zone over in Botany that was like the top floor of this kind of semi-abandoned office building.
Cool.
I just think the main memory is like, even though some of these songs were recorded over like almost different years, it always seemed to be summer and there's like no functioning aircon and it was so hot and like we're all like completely undressed and like in the vocal booth, trying to get through the sweat.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, the songs do give a summery vibe now that you mention it.
Yeah, the heat is in there.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Sort of like Chipwrecked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, not again.
He managed to get the album and the Chipmunks in there somehow. Wow.
So it gives me Chipwrecked vibes.
Really clean segue. Not forced at all.
Speaking of Chipwrecked, Ellen, who is your favourite chipmunk in Alvin and the Chipmunks?
I really, I'm just a fan of the Chipettes. I think they're really underrated. don't get any mention. Why don't we know all their names? That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are their names? Like, why don't we know them?
Come on, guys.
Justice for the Chipettes.
Yeah. Far out. That was the only right answer to that question.
Thank you. Anyway. I appreciate that.
Anyway, if we could go back to the music for a second, Billy, if that's all right. Okay.
All good. Yes.
Up in the Chipmunks is the music. What are you talking about?
It's the imagery that sort of...
Yes, Chipwrecked was the inspiration.
Is Chipwrecked like sequel?
Yeah.
Are there two of them?
I think there's like maybe
the Chipettes
four.
Actually. Yeah.
Well, really synced off. I hadn't even said it yet, and you put like four up with your fingers.
Yeah. We're locked in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they could have stopped at one, but...
They could have.
Four. Mm-mm. I'm pretty sure the Chipettes...
The demand was too high. Yeah. The people needed more.
I was going to say, they needed to have like a female like element to the movie somehow. Because I mean, the first one was all just the guys.
Yeah.
Which
Yikes.
Is crazy. Yikes. They had to get the females in there somehow. Anyway, in terms of musical influence, who would you say you're most inspired by when you're creating music and this EP in general? And if so, how do you incorporate that influence into your creative process?
Okay, I guess I pull influence from, you know, the variety of stuff that I've been listening to for my whole life.
Okay.
And like with this one, I think I did a big hark back to kind of my earlier loves. Like when I was first really getting into music, like properly, it was just Imogen Heap on the Discman on the way to school on repeat.
Cool.
So, you know, I think I like to check back into those roots and be like, oh, am I like ticking a few of those little boxes?
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I think playing in a lot of bands, which I do, which you apparently have to do if you are in the music scene, is a really big influence, maybe more than anything. It's like writing music, playing music with other people, playing other people's music. So you're like getting a whole new idea from that. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's a big underrated element.
Yeah, getting influence off other people who are like you. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Important.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That was a great answer. I wasn't expecting
thanks.
That.
I thought I was rambling. So.
No. I was expecting like a specific musician and then like whatever, but that was great. That was great.
I don't get that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. Now that you've released the EP, what should people expect from Wiles over the next few months?
Ooh.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I want to play some gigs.
Yay!
Hopefully. Well, I have one booked in. Two booked in, actually.
Oh, my gosh. And tell us when and where right now.
November 22nd, I'm down in Nam.
Cool.
At the Tramway Hotel for Blossom Rot 5th birthday, which, you know, deserves to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm back on the 27th of November here in Sydney at the Pleasure Club for the EP launch.
Yay!
First announces, so.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You're hearing it first here on the Fangled.
Oh, yeah.
And then hopefully some more towards the end of the year, but.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Play some shows, make some more music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live the life.
Live the life.
Live the life.
We'll try.